Deloitte has released its annual Human Capital Trends Report for South Africa. In it, it talks about social enterprise being the new aspiration for corporates to reach. The report covers developments in IT, data protection, and how to get the best out of human capital, and how an organization must ultimately have a positive effect on the community it operates in and around. And it covers a whole lot more. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined by one of the South Africa Report co-authors, Trevor Page. He's a director, a human capital leader for Africa at Deloitte. Thanks very much for joining us, Trevor. The release of the South African report coincides with the broader global report on human capital trends. So let's start with the big picture first. What are the general global trends occurring in business organizations around the world, positive and negative?
Thanks, Norbu, and hello to everybody. From the survey this year, the global survey, we identified three mega themes. So these mega themes we've listed as, number one, the power of the individual. So we're living in a world where the individual has much more power than they've ever had due to their connectivity, their access to content, their access to the world around them. The second one is filling society's leadership gap. This is an expectation now of business all around the world and in South Africa that business plays a role model, modeling sort of role in the providing leadership where government fails. So this speaks to social responsibility, this speaks to providing direction, this speaks to businesses being much more externally and collaboratively focused in the future, hence the social enterprise. The third major theme is that of leveraging technology for sustainable growth. And as new technologies come in, they're creating massive opportunities to achieve much more inclusive growth. But they're also having massive impacts on individuals. The advent of artificial intelligence, robotics, automation are actually feared by many people, but they're also creating massive opportunities for new roles, new work, etc. And out of those three themes, we're getting the the 10 trends, one of which is the symphonic C-suite, the workforce ecosystem, new rewards, careers to experiences, citizenship and social impact, well-being, hyper-connected workplace, people data.
So before we get into some of those substantive issues, because we obviously won't be able to cover all of them, just to get a sense of the depth of your survey and perhaps its representativity, how many corporates do you survey and over how many countries?
We had 11,000 respondents this year, a range of executives and senior management from 124 countries. The South African respondents was over 350, and we had on the African continent in total 730 respondents. So a pretty inclusive global survey. And a pretty representative survey in South Africa and the African continent itself.
Now, you talk about the rise of the social enterprise. Just define to us what that is. And hasn't this social enterprise phenomenon long been advocated by the likes of the King Codes?
A social enterprise is an organization where the mission of making revenue and profit is counterbalanced and by the need to respect and support the communities, the environment, and the stakeholder network within it, which it operates. So it's an outside-in world where the organization is now reacting to external stimuli and becoming, in essence, a good citizen, both inside and outside the organization, a role model for its peers, a role model for people joining the organization, making it much more attractive for people to want to collaborate and work with that organization, and much more attractive to the millennial employee for which the social enterprise and the values and the ethics of a social enterprise means a lot more than in days gone by.
So now, does your survey or your report show that indeed corporates are aspiring to be this great social enterprise? Is that why you're talking about it?
Yes, the survey has isolated the trends, the three trends, in fact, that point very clearly to this, one of which was citizenship and social impact, which was in the top five in South Africa. And that speaks to corporate role model, making a social impact in the communities in which you serve, and talks to some of the challenges we faced in South Africa over the last couple of years as corporates in terms of image. And from that, we've pulled out the mega, should I say, the mega theme of the social enterprise.
Understood. Now, it's very interesting how your report looks at the behavior of executives. You touched on the whole C-suite thing, but for the benefit of the listeners, I'll break it down, looking at the behavior of the likes of CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and so on, and how they have tended to work in silos previously. And your report is encouraging executives to work more closely together. Just tell us a little bit about that. Historically, have these guys not worked together, and what are you advocating?
So last year in our trends, one of the key trends, in fact the number one trend, was looking at the move to more flexible organizations and more collaborative ways of working. We're seeing with the digital future organization that networks and the ability of teams to work within collaborative networks is much more important than rigid hierarchies. And yet a lot of our executive roles are still based on silos and hierarchies. And the natural tendency in those siloed operational models, if we put it that way, has been to look after your own function or your own part of the business. And there is limited collaboration with other executives. There might be at executive meetings. There may be once or twice a year when they have strategic retreats. But in the day-to-day running of the business, there is limited collaboration because of the pressures of people to kind of run their own farm, if I can put it that way. Mm. But with the move to a social enterprise and the move to a much more network-based organization, executives are going to have to get much closer to one another as executive teams and work on common problems that are facing the enterprise as a whole.
In so doing, will that actually help to improve companies' bottom lines?
Yes, certainly, because as companies move to a much more collaborative way of working, they release a lot more energy, they release a lot more innovation, and release a lot more new thought. And in that way, with the what we call the sort of volatile and uncertain future, a really innovative and collaborative C-suite can really set a new direction for businesses that in many instances are struggling to stay up with the what's coming down from a digital future perspective.
Okay. Now, what trends or developments are you seeing with the use of information technology in the workplace? And presumably there's a very strong demand for using technology, particularly among millennials.
Yes. Well, we talked to one of our trends, which is the number one trend in South Africa, which is hyper-connected workplace, which got a 90% importance score. But we found that 59% of our South African companies were not ready to manage this trend. And here we know every day how hyper-connected all of us are on our mobile devices. We're constantly connected with the world. But not many companies actually have standardized on collaborative technologies that fit their organization purpose and allow teams to naturally communicate. So we found, for example, in the South African environment that only 30% of organizations are allowing for different types of collaborative technologies. And most people are still using emails or face-to-face meetings to actually run day-to-day business. Mm. And there are multiple really applicable technologies out there that can be used as collaborative tools for employees and leaders to connect that are appropriate to the business. At the moment, people are using their own personal collaborative tools like WhatsApp, etc., to circumvent systems in their own businesses. And what we're saying now, with a hyper-connected employee, businesses should go out and find appropriate technologies to allow better collaboration beyond the standard or legacy emails and those technologies that have been used for many years now.
Hmm. Organizations hold key data on their staff, and we now have new legislation that seeks to protect people's private information. That's the POPI. What trends are you seeing in how human resources divisions handle the risks of having such data, particularly in an age where cyber attacks are increasing?
Yes, well, this is a significant problem because the human resource departments really want to use data. It's the second biggest trend in South Africa today is the importance of people data and using people data effectively. The problem is that in terms of people data, they only 65% of South African respondents indicate they're ready to deal with it. And this includes the confidentiality regulations that are coming in. And yet the power of people data in managing human resources, the power of people data in predicting trends and effectively managing people in the organization is really something that ought to be used. The problem is that the South African organization at the moment are not investing in people data, and it's complicated by all the rules and regulations. So they sit on top of all this data, but actually they're restricted from using it, both by not having the technology and the skills, but also by not understanding and being overcautious with the regulations.
Hmm. Now, in a bid to keep particularly highly educated mobile workers, I suppose there must be a lot of competition in ensuring that workers strike a decent work-life balance. What sort of trends are we seeing there, particularly for women who often have to juggle, you know, high-flying careers with that very important critical role of motherhood?
Again, this talks to that mega theme, Nompu, about the power of the individual. And from a Deloitte perspective, our survey this year talks to careers, from careers to experience. So the whole work-life balance concept of a standard career, we're saying that is changing, and it's changing to a series of different experiences. So to your question about a mother who has to manage different pressures, the experience model, where one can still express oneself as a professional or as a business person, but not be rigidly bound to a career model of the past, suits that flexibility that people will be looking for, because they will be choosing different experiences at different times in their corporations and their businesses, where they can add value, they can innovate, they can take a downgrade in position, they can take a salary cut at certain times, and then they can choose another role, they can move about the organization where their strengths lie and contribute that way, rather than have a rigid upward career model that doesn't talk to the flexibility that that would be required by such people.
Mm. Look, we're running out of time, Trevor, but please just advise people where they can find this report, because obviously you make findings and you also make recommendations, and I'm sure a number of corporates would be interested in the subject matter that you've got here.
Yes, thank you. They can find the content on www.deloitte.co.za, and they can just look up human capital trends or HC trends, and they can download both the global and the South African report. There is an app that they can download as well. So on their website, they will have a QR code that they can scan, and they can download onto any mobile device the full global report with videos and all sorts of insights from our different surveys, and use that. But www.deloitte.co.za, and then if they look for human capital trends, they can access it off our website.
Perfect, Trevor. Thank you so much for your time and giving us an idea of what's involved in that report. That was Trevor Page. He's a human capital leader for Africa at Deloitte.